I'm joined now by Kirsten from Why Talks. I better turn on her microphone so she can say hello. How are you?
Oh, hi, Chris.
So we're going to be doing a bit of a preview of the 2017 program for Why Talks. But, there may be people out there who need a bit of a background. So what's the kind of the overview of what Why Talks is all about?
Okay, well, Why Talks has been going now for, this is our third year. And what it's about is raising funds for local children's charity, local children's groups, whether it's a startup, whether it's a project for something specific to children. And for the last 2 years, we were fundraising for three different groups, and we're not anymore. So we're looking out for our new, what we call our nearby goodness groups. So that's one part of it. We fundraise for children's groups that normally might find it a bit difficult to get funding. And we're trying to look at children in a really whole, holistic way. It's like, what are the sort of things that they need? The second part to that is that it's about community connection. So thus far, we've had 48 different talks. And we've had them in, 7 different locations on the island. And we're finding that we have a really different demographic of people each time. We have our loyalists as well, which is amazing, people who have come to every single one. And what happens is raw conversations occur from these 9-minute talks, okay? So people end up, and this is kind of just how it's happened, they talk very much from the heart. So they're given a topic. We've had 7 of them now. Our next one is vision, and they talk to that from their own point of view and how it's impacted from their life, their business, or what they're doing. So not only is it that we're doing fundraising, but it's become quite a community event in that people get to talk, they get to sing, they get to drink and eat. And sit and listen to these speakers who have amazing observations or interpretations of their kind of life journey and how they see the world working. So it raises voice to people who perhaps wouldn't normally get up on stage and talk, and others that do. So we do have speakers that have, talk around New Zealand or internationally, but we get the community to put nominations forward. And then we go out and we see, will these people do it? And some people are like, I'm never going to do that, I don't want to get up on stage and talk for 9 minutes. That's not a good idea.
People will be aware of things like TED Talks, but it's quite different from that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it is a half TED Talks. That's why we do 9 minutes. It was kind of, that was a thing. But it's not coached. So TED Talks is coached, and they spend a lot of time with different people kind of trying to pull out what they want from it in terms of innovation and education and things like that. And TED's amazing. I absolutely love it. I think it's brilliant. This is raw. We don't coach. So people come out really with what they want to say.
And it's more personal as well.
Yeah. And that can be challenging for people at times as well. And that's and I know that we've all been struck by different events, but that's the beauty of it. As well, is it that it can put you out of your comfort zone, and for other people, it doesn't put them out at all. They're just like, "Oh, this is what I want to hear. This is life," and it's very authentic, is what I would say.
And if people want to kind of, if they're not familiar with it and they want a sample, I mean, most of those talks are recorded.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And where can they hear those?
So, all of last year's talks are up on www.whytalks.com, so you can go in and you listen to the audio. And we do film it as well, but we found that the audio was a better way for us to pass on what the speakers are saying. And if you want the visual, you go along on the day. We do still record it and archive it for the future, but it's kind of like giving back to the island in our own little way. And, Waiheke Radio have been there every single one now, which is amazing, to record it all. So we're really thankful for that too. But, yeah, you can go up online and listen to those talks. And I think they're just what's that called? Something rather.
I don't know. They're all there.
People
know how the internet works. Yeah. They can figure it out.
Yeah. Press play.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you've had that focus on raising money for those children's charities. So you say you're kind of changing that. So what is that? heading in a new direction, still focused on children? Yep. Or yep.
Yeah.
But yep. you're looking for new organisations.
We are. And we're really looking for ones, you know, it was awesome what we did for the last 2 years for the Steiner School, that, you know, they're going to get their things rolling, and for the Happy Project and for Jassy Dean. But a lot of those, the bigger ones, they've got their own fundraising machines as well. And we wanted to support all of those because it really did a really well-rounded look to children's development. This time we're calling out for our nearby goodness groups who don't necessarily have that, or people who are like, you know what, I'm looking at this or I'm looking at that, and I just, you know, to get this started, what do I do? So it's still children's groups. It's still that same philosophy, but it's like, let's spread it out. And our challenge is to how to get that out there to people. It's like, you know, get hold of us. How do you do that? And you don't have to be a charity. You have to just be a project. And we've got application forms at info.ytalks@gmail.com, and we'll send out to you next week. And just apply, you know, just see what we can do. And our format's changed in terms of how we're going to fundraise, because our nights are just taking way too long, you know, 4 hours or 4.5 hours in, and we're all like, oh, come on, Kirsten, be quiet, get off. So we've changed it too, is having two events. So Vision First at Sculpture on the Gulf. And then our second one, we're just talking to the people at the end of June, and that will be announced fairly quickly as well. And that's going to be Vision as well. And that's going to be our main fundraiser. And then the third one is in November, which is going to be around voice. And I'm going to try out a little project here with Singing Festival on the Island for Children. So what we're trying to do is not have the auctions or the silent auctions or, you know, all of that kind of thing every single event, and do one main one, so that we can focus on the two things that we want to focus on, and that's fundraising for the children's groups, and the second thing is about connection with the community. And we just felt that every time, if we're trying to fundraise all the time, that it takes away from the speakers and it just makes the events too long. People get sore bums on their seats, you know. So yeah, that's what we're aiming to do, is that in June that we'll have our big one, and we're going to aim to be raising like $15,000 in one go. And then the other two events, first one being at Sculpture in the Gulf, and the third one being in November, will be about community and talking and getting together lots of kind of demographics on the island, because the island is full of lots of demographics of people. So, yeah, that's what we're trying to do as well, keep that connection going and singing and talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you've got your first event coming up what is it, next week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, next Sunday
the 12th of February. Mm-hmm. So this and this is in conjunction with Headland Sculpture on the Gulf.
Yeah.
So what? Tell us what's planned for that event.
So, you know, we felt pretty grateful that Millie contacted us and said, hey, look, we're looking for Sculpture in the Gulf to do a little bit more community stuff. And we were like, right, well, that's what we're about. We're about community stuff. What can we do? And so we had a bit of a chat. It was sort of a bit later in the piece, actually. And we went, right, we can do this. So it's a walk and talk. And what we're trialling is doing the walk, having Tiffany Singh, who's an incredible artist. She speaks a lot to refugees. And I don't know if anyone went along to that. She was doing like a Golden Boat workshop not long ago as well, on Monday. And she has an incredible voice around that. So we're trialling that. It's like walking around Sculpture in the Gulf, having a look, listening to a speaker there, and then coming back to the pavilion and having drinks and food, which is all part of the ticket price, and then having three more speakers. So some people may have heard Francisco Blaha before. He did a TED Talks 2 years ago now. And he's going to talk about fisheries. And actually, when I was talking to Deborah, who's our guest speaker's manager, he's got this really interesting line about poverty within that too. So I'm interested to hear what he's going to talk about. And then Pete Russell, who obviously has started Ubi and done many other things. And I've heard Pete talk before, and he's got a really incredible idea about the next 10 years and the vision with that. And then it's Zara Stanhope, and she's the curator for Headland Sculpture on the Gulf and also for the Auckland Art Gallery. So, you know, interested to hear the curator's kind of voice around art and what's happening and all of those kind of things. So it will start everyone meeting at 4:15 in the VIP tent, because that's where the talks are happening. And then you can get up on the bus, and we pay for that as well, and then walk around, get to Tiffany's. She'll speak there, and then walk back down. We're aiming for people to be back at 6:30. And then from 6:30 to 8:30 will be the other talks and drinks and food and all of that kind of thing. So it's $40 for all of that. That includes a drink and shared platters and also your bus up to the start of the walk. But some, you know, that's really great. But what we're finding is there hasn't been a big local response to what we've done. We usually, by this stage, have sold quite a few tickets and it's feeling pretty good. So today, I was just going to say to you, Chris, that, you know, if there are any locals out there who've already done the walk, what we're going to promote this week is a local thing where you pay $30. You don't need to go and do the walk. You've probably already done it. But come down to the pavilion at 6:30, between 6:30 and 8:30, and hear the talks, have some food, have some drink, do that connection, and just be part of Why Talks again, because that's the beauty of what we're doing, is it feels like we've had this kind of following of people as well. And I'm not seeing that coming up with the tickets this time. Mm. And so I just want to put it out there to all the Why Talks people that, hey, if you don't want to do that other stuff, just come down, hear the talks, do our usual routine. That's all good. And let's make it cheaper. And those costs, this is not, you know, it's not going to be a big fundraising one for us. It will cover you having a bevy, having a chat, and listening to some really good stuff. So we're going to promote that this week, because we want to feel to pull back in the community to this, because it's not having that effect. Perhaps it's a busy February as well, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that whole kind of connection of the, or you know, the relationship between the community and the pavilion and the sculpture walk, and right. I think people do feel a sense of pride, but also feel a little bit like, kind of like, because it's at Matiatia and there is a that degree of separation, perhaps people kind of get that feeling, oh yeah, well that's for people from town.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, you know, when Millie was pulling us in for this one, her intentions are around, you know, community and getting, how do we get these community groups in, and I believe that the amount of community groups that she's trying to get in there to use the VIP for free as well is to do that, you know, that intention is there, and I think it just needs to be a shout out to that. And I think we need to put our money where our mouth is with it too, and make it cheaper for locals and say, hey, well, you know, still come down at a time that it's only a couple of hours, so you can do that on a Sunday. Sometimes Sundays, I know for me, are a family day, so why don't you come down, listen to these guys, because the talks will be outrageously good. Like, these people, you know, they know how to talk, and they're funny too.
That helps.
Yeah. I like funny.
Yeah.
So, and they've got messages, and I think vision's a fabulous topic, because at the start of the year, it's like, well, looking at our year, what is this like? And then I've been looking at a bit of numerology as well. This is year number one. So we've got a 9-year cycle of how perhaps our lives are going to be. So might as well start it off well.
Oh, Kirsten. Numerology.
I'd throw that in there, Chris.
Give us a break. Oh, you have me until then.
Yeah. I had to do that for you, Chris, because I knew you'd be so into it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just my thing. So, okay, so tickets. Where do people get them?
Okay, so our usual sponsors, at Delight Cafe, go into there, see Noyan and Kimberly and everyone there. They've got tickets there. And also down at Eclectic Boutique, Heidi and Chrissy, again, have always had tickets there. And then www.whytalks.com, you can get those. Now, they're the $40 ones. If you just want to get the 31 local deals, email me at info.whytalks@gmail.com, and you can get them through there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we look forward to another year of it's interesting, you know, vision, because I think a lot of people are feeling very pessimistic at the moment, you know, with the world events and the American election and the upcoming New Zealand election, so that is kind of a counter to that, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know what? The one thing we do is positive.
Yeah.
And it's good fun, you know. Yeah. It's meant to be fun. So, yeah, come on down. It'll be awesome.
Awesome. Okay, thanks very much. It's Kirsten, Chris, from Why Talks, whytalks.com. Check out what it's all about, and also to pick up tickets.